Just to get this straight, there are parents like Wanda Stevens who think Highland was a success. Her daughter Amaya started there in kindergarten and this past year graduated from the fifth grade.
I mean, they helped me along the way with Maya all the way. They was more than teachers. They helped me with her attitude, with getting her when she was late from the bus.
She says one teacher even bought her daughter sneakers. But Highland Charter was academically inadequate per the Charter School Act. Those are the words of the head of the state's Office of Charter Schools. Charter schools either have to show 60% of students performed at grade level on standardized tests, or the schools have to make growth for two of three consecutive school years. Highland failed on both counts. 2 years ago, 61% of Highland kids were at grade level, but that dropped to just 43% last year.
The only reason for there to be a charter school is that it is providing an education that is as good as or better than what that child could have gotten someplace else.
That's Highland Charter's director, Sherida Stevens, no relation to parent Wanda Stevens. The past few years, Highland scored well below Gaston County schools. The school was run by Gaston Community Action, a group that distributes federal community development grants and helps with weatherizing homes. It also runs a preschool program for needy families called Head Start.
The parents had become very comfortable with that and felt that their children needed just the one more year to help them really get ready to go on to traditional public school.
So Highland opened as a kindergarten in 1997, and by 2009, it expanded to the fifth grade. And Stephen says that's when things got really difficult. It didn't help that Highland had no principal and that Stevens was in charge.
It really was not where I wanted to be. I'm not a people person.
Stevens' background is business. She filled out the paperwork the state requires. Anything that had to do with the classroom went to the school manager, who is also a part-time teacher. Stevens, again, she's the director, didn't even work at the school the last 2 years.
People who can see you have expectations, and I found myself hiding a lot. I preferred to deal with computers and paper and that sort of thing.
That sort of attitude did not win over the teachers. Several of them showed up at Gaston Community Action's board meeting last month. It was contentious. One board member tried to explain why the school was closing.
I keep hearing this, what really went down. What really went down was the test scores. That's all.
If there are educators...
Anastasia Reiskamp spoke up. Highland was her first teaching job. She's now a Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools teacher.
You know how many workshops I had the entire time I was at Highland Charter? One.
Okay.
You
want
to know how many I've had since I've been back to school in Charlotte?
Yeah.
Three.
Okay.
That's a week's time.
Okay.
And then she pointed at Sherida Stevens.
The direction that we did not receive is unacceptable.
And you're totally fine.
But your direction came
from you.
Side.
Ms. Stevens?
No, it didn't.
It did.
And you are welcome to publish the emails that you sent to us on a regular basis
that were rude, inappropriate, and unhelpful to anyone. And I'm saying it to your face.
There were a lot of allegations that night. The picture that emerged of Highland was a school with a whole lot of dysfunction. The board's chairman, Lewis Brown, apologized to the group of teachers and parents, but said high-poverty schools like Highland have a lot working against them.
It's tougher than anything you know to do a charter school in this type of area. Let's be honest here. We didn't do a good job of understanding our challenges as it got harder along the years.
For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller.